Good morning, and thanks for joining us today. I'm Michael Witkowicz.
And I'm Apoorva Bhatt. Here are some of the stories we're following from you this morning from On the Record, from the On the Record newsroom. The federal minimum wage is set to increase from $15.55 an hour to $17.30. This increase is a result of Canada's Consumer Price Index, which rose 3.9% in 2023. Although the federal minimum wage will increase effective April 1st, Ontario's minimum wage remains unchanged at $16.55.
The Ontario government has announced a significant investment to support young victims, witnesses, and survivors on gun and gang violence, including human trafficking. The Ontario government unveils plans to allocate over $1.4 million towards aiding victims and their families affected by the crimes. The aim is to reduce illegal gun and gang violence by providing crucial resources to local law enforcement, prosecutors, and community partners. Part of this investment includes grants of up to $150,000 for organizations to provide counseling services to child victims of gun and gang violence, as well as those impacted by human trafficking. The funding will also facilitate the creation of more resources to help young victims and their families navigate the justice system.
The number of unclaimed dead bodies in Ontario increased by 170% in 2023. There were 1,183 unclaimed bodies in 2023 compared to 438 in 2019. The Office of the Chief Coroner in Ontario stated that being unable to identify the next of kin is not the sole reason for the unclaimed bodies. In 37% of the cases in 2023, family members were contacted but were unable to claim the deceased due to separation, health or travel concerns, and financial constraints.
The deadline for Toronto homeowners to declare the occupancy status of their residential homes is today, March 15th. Owners must declare whether their properties were occupied or vacant during the 2023 tax year. This declaration is mandatory for all residential properties, regardless of occupancy. The vacant home tax, introduced by the city, aims to increase housing availability by discouraging owners from leaving their properties vacant. Revenue collected from this tax will be allocated towards vital affordable housing initiatives, such as multi-unit residential acquisition programs. Homeowners can submit their declarations online or by mail. Failure to declare may result in penalties.
In campus news, TMU's Urban Farm held a special event this Tuesday, shining a spotlight on Black and Indigenous voices in the quest for food security and a sustainable future. Here is our very own Michael Witkowicz with more.
Streets of Toronto, students and faculty members gear up for a unique experience at Urban Farms. Nestled within the campus grounds, Urban Farm takes sustainable agriculture to new heights, quite literally. Not one, but two rooftop farms. Beginning with a tour, participants learn about the principles of Black food sovereignty and Indigenous foodways. Nicole Austin, the Black Student Engagement Coordinator for the Urban Farm, explains it's more than just cultivating crops.
We're growing culturally significant crops.
Austin explains that by growing foods, medicines, and plants that hold importance to various communities, the Urban Farm honors diverse knowledge, foodways, and growing techniques. After the tour, it was hands-on with a workshop crafting clay seed balls, a simple yet impactful way to contribute to urban biodiversity.
Many plants and medicines that are part of her cultural heritage, but also many Indigenous communities will relate to many of the herbs and plants and medicines. It's about representing diversity and sustainability and ecology and community healing.
I do care about the environment that we breathe in, the food comes from the crops and the ground. We like to be mindful of it, and that's why I'm attending this event.
Seed bombs that we made with seeds in them, that's going to be, we're encouraging people who attended today to go and spread the seed bombs around the city in places that maybe need a little bit of beautification.
Clay seed balls they crafted represent a tangible step towards rewilding the urban landscape. Reporting from Urban Farms, I'm Michael Witkowicz for On the Record News. Back to you.
It's been a busy week for sports, from TMU Bold making it to the University Cup semifinals to a doping scandal in the curling world. Here's Julia Lawrence with more.
Hello, everyone. I'm Julia Lawrence, and here's your sports recap for the week. Toronto Metropolitan University's very own Mattamy Athletic Center is hosting the 2024 Men's Hockey University Cup. On Thursday, we saw the quarterfinal matches between the University of New Brunswick and Brock University. Later in the night, our TMU Bold players went up against the University of Calgary Dinos.
With a final score of 2-1, TMU Bold will be playing at the semifinals on March 16th.
In the world of curling, four-time Canadian women's curling champion Brianne Harris is facing suspension after testing positive for the banned substance ligandrol. Ligandrol is used to increase energy and muscle growth. It is banned by the World Anti-Doping Agency. In a statement to CBC Sports, Harris says she was unknowingly exposed to the substance through bodily contact. Currently, she is provisionally banned for up to 4 years and is expected to appeal the decision next week. The Professional Women's Hockey League is moving the April 20th rivalry matchup between Montreal and Toronto to a bigger venue. Originally set at the Verdun Auditorium with over 4,000 seats, the game will now be hosted at the Bell Center with a capacity of over 21,000. The two teams previously played each other at Scotiabank Arena in Toronto on February 16th. This set a record for women's hockey attendance with a crowd of over 19,000 fans. The April game will have the chance to set a new record in women's hockey history. That's all in the world of sports this week. I'm Julia Lawrence for On the Record. Back to you in the studio.
From Beyoncé's new announcement to Kate Middleton's photography skills, the entertainment industry has been buzzing this week. Here's Lynette George with the latest update.
Hello there, I'm Lynette George, and here are your entertainment updates. If you're looking for something to do this week in Toronto, well, look no further. The city's annual light exhibition, Lumiere, began earlier this week at Trillium Park, highlighting various Ontario-based artists. Aiming to explore how light can bring people together and really allow them to appreciate the nature, the theme for the event is connections. With 17 light installations on display from sunset until 11 p.m., the event is free for all. Lumiere runs 7 days a week until the 20th of April, so go check it out. In other news, Kate Middleton is in her amateur photographer era, or is she? The Royal is under fire after various publications had to take down a photo issued by Kensington Palace of the princess and her three children on Mother's Day. Following an announcement from the Associated Press stating that the image had been doctored, Middleton took to Twitter to release an apology. The Royal boiled down the situation to her amateur photography skills and her recent venture into editing. For months now, the internet has been speculating about Middleton's whereabouts after she disappeared from the public eye at the end of last year. However, instead of settling the speculations, it seems like the palace might have just fanned the flames. And finally, Beyoncé's new album will be titled Act Two, Cowboy Carter. Earlier this week, the musical superstar released the news on her social media channels with a photo of a saddle and an embossed sash. Beyoncé first announced the album on Super Bowl Sunday, releasing two new country songs simultaneously, much to the surprise of her fans. Texas Hold'em debuted at the top of Billboard's country music charts, with 16 carriages debuting in ninth place. Despite breaking the internet, radio stations all across the U.S. are still somehow divided over whether it's really country or not. Regardless, the album does release on March 29th, so keep a lookout for that. That's all for entertainment this week. I'm Lynette George. Back to you in the studio.
For the upcoming weather forecast and what to expect for St. Patrick's Day weekend, here's Scott Martin.
Hello, I'm Scott Martin with the upcoming weather forecast. Well, it's pretty bleak in Toronto today. It's going to be a cloudy with a chance of showers throughout the day. It might reach a high of 10 under all those clouds. And that's the story for most of southern Ontario. The only areas expecting a bit of sun are Kitchener and Guelph to the west. Newmarket and Barrie still get the clouds with all the fun of single-digit highs. And unfortunately, St. Catharines is right there with them. If you're making plans this weekend, I recommend you do them Saturday, because while we do see a slight drop in temperature, we are going to get some sun. Sunday, there's a good chance of showers throughout the day. Monday and Tuesday have the sun coming out to greet us again, but we're dropping below the freezing point, and the wind chill isn't going to help there either. Unfortunately, Wednesday shows us spring isn't here just yet. We still have some low temperatures before you can put away that jacket. For the weather, I'm Scott Martin. Back to Michael and Apurva in the studio.
That's all for On the Record this March 15th, 2024. I'm Apurva Putt.
And I'm Michael Wickowicz. Join us for On the Record next week as we round out the latest stories from OTR Newsroom.
And for the latest 24/7, visit our website, ontherecordnews.ca. Have a great day.